95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
How do?
Good, man.
How do you think that's catching on yet?
No, I do. I've heard so many people use it out in the wild now because of you. Keep going, man.
You think that you're encouraging me to continue?
Yeah. And I see the diamond-encrusted T-shirt you're wearing with the phrase on it. I think that helps.
How do?
How do? Question mark.
We need new T-shirts.
Key! T-shirt!
How do?
How do? Question mark.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
People have personal assistants in this town. A lot of them.
Can you imagine? What's that like?
I don't know. But there are a lot of people in this town who have been personal assistants.
Mm.
And I understand that probably you have an NDA. You can't talk about it. But in the 5 o'clock hour, we will talk about the things that you've had to do. You don't have to tell us who the celebrity is.
Right.
But the tasks that you've had to do as a personal assistant.
Very good friend who was for about one day, actually. And when she saw the list of stuff she was expected to do before and after working hours for this person.
Before and after
working hours.
Yeah,
you need to stop up and pick up his donuts, and you need to take his dry cleaning every other whatever, and you need to do this, and you need to do that.
I need to get a personal assistant.
For free!
Do they do it for free? What?
Well, she didn't. She lasted. Oh, she left. Okay, bye.
So we'll talk about that.
And he made one of the worst movies ever made. Just one of the worst. So he was really, he was amazing.
Great. The Angels are a baseball team.
I've heard that. Is that right?
I've heard. They have a losing streak.
Well,
and we're going to talk about how to break a losing streak in sports.
Oh, okay. That should be easy.
So, yes. They tried something and it didn't work. And I can't wait to tell you what it was.
Oh, man.
Also, People Are Dumb coming up at 3:50.
Right. I think we forgot to do that yesterday. That's kind of weird, huh? Oh, well.
Isn't that strange?
We're dumb.
And also, we're going to tell you the word for this hour so that you can text that in and win $2,000.
Money.
In about 15 minutes on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Bells, bells. That's something Colonel Potter used to say on a MASH all the time.
Really?
Yeah. He had all those horse hockey and all those weird phrases, but Hell's Bells was one of my... Hell's Bells! I love that.
I am fascinated by this chupacabra, and I'd like to talk about it.
Okay,
The city of Amarillo, the zoo has captured just outside of one of their fences a picture that you've seen.
It is freaky.
Try to describe it. It's like a person. It's 2 feet.
Did you ever see the movie American Werewolf in London?
Yes.
Okay, you know when he's turning into the creature and he's really bent, like in a way humans can't be bent?
Correct, yes.
That's what this thing looks
That's
like.
That's what it looks like, exactly.
I mean, it looks like it's sitting down because its legs are so funky, but it must be standing.
It's not sitting on anything.
No, there's nothing there. So if it's faked, it's really well done.
Or is it an animal?
But what kind of animal has a giant, weird wolf
head? A chupacabra? That's what kind of animal?
Well, explain to the kids.
What do you know about chupacabras?
Zippo.
Okay. I thought
you were talking about the flying spaghetti monster at first.
No, the chupacabra's a goat sucker. I think it's the actual translation. No, it's it kills animals and sucks their blood.
Yeah, this beast.
It's like a vampire beast, but for animals.
So, of course, it's going to go to the zoo because it's a smorgasbord.
Right.
All caged up, ready to go.
Just ready for them. It's dinner.
Delish.
Can you imagine?
No.
If there is a chupacabra.
Right.
It's near a zoo. There's just no question about it.
Are you leading to some sort of new, like, cash squatch sort of thing?
I am not. No, this is not a chupacabra. No. Not that I'm aware of.
Keith!
But look at the picture. I put it on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. And it is it looks like it can't be a person.
No.
And it also looks like it can't be an animal.
Nope. It does not look. It looks like that thing from American Werewolf in London. It looks like
creature. In that it's making movements, or it looks like its body is bent in ways that
should not be here on Earth. Yeah.
So somebody that knows more about chupacabras than I do, clearly I don't know much, except for the blood goat sucker, call 818-955-KLOS. Do you know about the chupacabra?
Do you have one in your home?
Do you have one? Have you seen one?
Have you seen one?
Do we need to be worried about it?
Yeah. Did you see this? And is it fall in line with what you've heard about them all?
What is a chupacabra?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Is it another damn thing we got to be worried
about?
It's
exactly what we need to worry about.
Does it have monkeypox? Is it carrying COVID?
Listen.
Yeah.
We only deal with real stuff here on the show.
100%. It's got to be for real. Nothing bogus.
This is true. This is the city of Amarillo that actually texted this out.
Yeah, because it is a really weird picture.
It's a strange picture from the Amarillo Zoo that captured an image outside dark in the early morning hours of May 21st.
Outside the zoo.
Is it a person with a strange hat?
Doesn't look like it.
Is it a chupacabra?
Hmm.
What could it be? And when you look at the picture,
it's pretty funky.
You're right when you described it as
the thing from the creature from American Werewolf in London.
Yes, and any other of those types of movies where they're transforming in an unnatural way.
Yes.
It looks gross.
It's awesome.
That's what's happening with this dude.
It's very funky.
It's a chupacabra. KLOS.
Chupacabra?
Yes.
Wasn't that Han Solo's hairy co-pilot on the Millennium Falcon?
You're right.
Star Wars?
That's right. Yeah,
I believe it's Chewbacca.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, I mistaken.
Yeah, I don't think it's the exact same thing.
Oh.
All right.
And Chewie rarely sucked goats. Okay. KLOS, hello.
Talking about the chupacabras,
yeah,
right?
You know about the chupacabra? Tell us.
There's another video on TikTok about these guys that shot one down in Mexico. You guys want to look for that one. That one's pretty sick, too.
Wait, so they saw one, shot one, and then they got video of it.
And have it? They have one?
On TikTok, yeah. Uh-huh.
TikTok can't be faked, but I will look for that.
Any good keywords to search for that?
Chupacabra shot in Mexico, pretty much.
Okay, all right. We'll go look, and we'll give you a finder's fee if we find it.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
So stand by for that.
Nice talking to you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hola. You don't want to look at them. They are one heck of a kind of a beast.
What else do they like to eat besides goats?
Anything that's flesh.
Well, that's me.
You don't want to look at them.
Why?
They want you. If you look at them, you're saying, hi, hola, I'm right here.
So you're telling a chupacabra, I'm ready for you.
To eat me.
If you look it in the eye.
But they say they look like a dog and like a wolf and a coyote all mixed in. They're on their hind legs or on their front legs, and they are real.
That does what that picture
exactly
looks like.
That's exactly what that picture looks like.
So they're very elusive then.
But don't look them in the eye is something
don't
I did
not
eye. Know.
No
cega la pelota cuando vas a la calle, which means don't follow the ball when it goes in the street if you see a chupacabra.
What's the final decision then? Is chupacabra related to cash squatch? Or is there anything?
I don't know. I don't think we got a decision on whether they're related or not.
All right. I think I'm going to start putting goats out and just see if this thing shows up and has a feast.
Where are you going to get goats?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I got that covered.
As close as 350 as we could get. And today it's 350.
Whoa!
We like to do people are dumb.
We like to do what? Say it again.
We like to do people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
David Blackman is his name. He is, of course, from Florida.
Oh, man.
He called law enforcement on Sunday to report that someone had stolen his cocaine. He said, I have cocaine in the center console of my car. And money, and someone stole both.
Someone stole my blow.
Yes,
you got to get on this. What are we paying you for? Remember, we pay your salary.
And they said, "What do you do for a living?" And he said, "I'm a drug dealer."
Wow. You know, things are coming around, and weed is now legal, and maybe mushrooms and stuff like that.
I mean, this is cocaine. I don't feel like this is.
I don't think that's still
legal yet.
Exactly. And say you're a drug dealer.
So a deputy is sent out to the drug dealer's house,
right?
Who had his cocaine stolen.
Aww.
And he saw the man's cocaine was still in the man's car.
Oh, come on.
The cocaine and the cash was still in the center console.
What a maroon.
So not only did he call to report his cocaine stolen, it wasn't stolen. It was still there.
And he totally outed himself. Yes. He had a great business. I used to get a lot of blow from him when I was in Florida back in the day.
The deputy also found a crack pipe on the floorboard by the driver's door seat and a crack rock on the center console.
I'll have this. He actually found three, but he only reported one.
So he called the cops to report his cocaine missing, which
wasn't
missing.
And to tell him what he does.
And he was arrested for having cocaine and being stupid.
Does that make you, do you think that makes him dumb?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You don't watch sports much?
I only watch basketball. That's pretty much it.
Okay, so the finals are on right now.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. But baseball is early in the season. The Angels are having a rough go of it.
That's, I hear, now, a fact.
The only reason that this came to my attention is because of the little stunt that they pulled. They have a 14-game losing streak. So they've lost 14 in a row.
I've been there.
So what do you do to turn that around is going to be the question in a minute.
Virgin sacrifices.
818-955-KLOS. How do you break a curse in sports? Because that's a difficult one. What they decided to do, and I don't know if you know this about baseball, but every player gets to pick a walk-up song before he bats.
Right.
And they decided that what they were going to do as a team was play all Nickelback songs.
Wait, hold on. What?
The Angels.
Yeah.
Resorted on Wednesday night, last night, to play all Nickelback songs as walk-up songs.
What if the players, understandably, hate Nickelback?
Doesn't matter. It's a team-wide thing.
I quit.
And they're,
I'm out.
And they're using...
Not happening.
So
I thought they wanted to win.
So Ohtani came out to photograph, and then they played Rockstar, and then How You Remind Me, and then Someday.
Oh, I like that one.
All of these Nickelback songs. No. Now, I know that it's kind of a thing to hate on Nickelback.
Yes, it is.
I hate Nickelback. And not because it's a thing to hate on them, but I do believe it's because, I don't know this player, Juan Lagares, he walked out to If Today Was Your Last Day.
I'm happy to say I don't know what that song is.
That song is filled with the most cliches of any song in history.
Oh, no.
It's nothing but cliches. And it drives me insane.
And you're trying to watch a baseball game.
Let's hear the beginning.
And you have to hear.
Of this song.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right.
All right. Each day's a gift and not a given right. This is a cliche. What's next?
Leave no stone unturned.
I haven't heard that before.
By the way, these are, there's not a break in the song. This is the lyric that follows that lyric.
Oh, no. So this is in a row.
In a row. So that's,
hit after hit after hit.
So that's followed with
thoughtful.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave your fears behind.
Well, that's easy to do.
Okay. Yeah. And then.
And try to take the path less traveled by.
Take the path less traveled. I mean, literally, they sat down and said, what are all the cliches that drive everybody crazy? Let's make a song just out of those.
Filled with them.
Just filled with them.
A wall to wall.
That's followed with.
That first step you take is the longest ride.
All right. Yes, yes. And the next one is.
Today was your last day.
Today was your last day.
Tomorrow was too late.
Tomorrow was too late.
Goodbye.
Could you say goodbye to yesterday?
What?
How many cliches are possible?
In one three-and-a-half-minute song.
And there's no editing there. This is just the way the song goes.
And how is it inspiring a baseball player? You know, what if it's too late already? You know, what if tomorrow, forget it, 14, that's going to be 15.
They want to forget today because they lost. It didn't work.
How could it?
They lost.
This is not going to help.
Like your last day?
If it's your last day? Well, I guess so.
Come on.
The last 24 hours.
Stop it with the cliche. Stop it. Stop doing that. It's one of my least favorite songs of all time.
What if they started
was your last day?
Assigning bands that you had to identify with. You have no choice. Kevin, from now on, every time you come in, I'm going to play a Nickelback song just for you.
Yeah. But here's my other question about the Angels doing this.
Yeah.
This is like a minor league stunt.
Type thing.
Don't do this really in the majors.
Well, I got a friend who's in Nickelback and he's looking to make a little bank, you know. And
fully understand that. But how do you break a curse in sports?
Oh, that's the real question.
That's the question.
So you're saying assigning Nickelback songs to an entire team is not a winning
strategy? I'm saying
strategy?
It was not a winning strategy. They lost. Also, lame.
Plus,
let's say that you're going to pick one band.
Yeah.
For a walkout song.
Yeah. Well, if it's Los Angeles, I'm going to pick GNR or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Nickelback?
There's a million. Yeah.
How do you go with Nickelback? This man, today was your last day.
We can afford Nickelback.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
You have to pay every time you play a snippet. So.
It drives me nuts. All right, but listen, we have a lot of sports fans.
Yes.
And
maybe someone has an idea for how to actually turn the team, like a lot of practice, for example.
Is there such a thing as a curse? And if there is, how do you get out of it?
How do you get rid of the curse?
Every sports team goes through these times when they can't win.
Yep.
Lakers.
Don't say that to me.
I know. Kings, all of these sports teams have these losing streaks.
Yeah.
And there's like, what can you possibly do to turn that around?
Get better players.
And practice and get better players doesn't work. It's not working.
No, I know.
That's an answer. But what do you do as a fan? Now, this is where it gets interesting because sports fans are crazy.
Yeah, you got a list of things.
And very superstitious.
Yep.
And they wear the same shirt or they wear the same socks.
Or underwear.
So
or no underwear.
Perhaps what have you done to try and get your team to stop their losing streak?
Yeah.
What can you do as a fan?
Especially if it works.
And I don't know if there are any Angels fans. Are there?
I think someone said the other day, we were talking to someone in these.
And they said they were Angel fans.
A mock
you're
for
right.
them. Yeah, yeah.
You're totally right. We found one.
They said the Angels weren't doing well. And you're like, well, they're the Angels.
They're the Angels. Yes.
Which is rude, Kevin. Rude.
It is rude. But the point is the losing streak.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I don't understand how it happens momentum-wise. It makes no sense to me. But how do you break a losing streak in any sport? And especially if you're a fan, what do you do?
Right.
To assist. Do you change everything? Do you go the opposite of the way you did before?
Do you throw away all your Nickelback CDs?
Do you take your hat
that are in storage?
That's forward and turn it backwards?
Yeah,
something
win.
Crazy like that?
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. How do you break a curse in sports, not including Nickelback? That's a given that was a mistake.
A given.
It was a given, yes. So 818-955-KLOS. How do you break a curse in sports?
If today was your last day and tomorrow isn't promised to anyone.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, am I supposed to think of something? I just want to talk about Angels. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you want to talk about the Angels. All right. You're an Angels fan?
I am an Angels fan.
You are an Angels fan. Okay, we found another one.
I am.
Okay. What do you do as a fan? Do you have any superstitions?
I talk as much crap to Dodger fans as I can because we're cursed because of Mike Socha, for one. And for two, I wear red.
Okay, but they're having a losing streak, so it's kind of a tough time to talk trash to the Dodgers.
I know, but then again, for the longest time, you have to realize our seventh inning stretch song was Build Me Up Buttercup.
Whoa.
What do you expect?
Wow.
You're not helping.
They're just whoever's doing the music is trying to keep them. Maybe they're a fan of a different team or something. Because, damn.
It's self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Thank you for calling. And good luck, I guess. Are we allowed to wish them good luck?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, because it's not going to help. KLOS, hello.
Hey. First thing you do is get rid of Lazarus. He made two errors his first game back.
Oh.
And get Joe Maddon back in the lineup.
That also all kind of makes sense. That's proper strategy. We're talking weird things like standing on your roof naked screaming at 3 a.m. That might help.
What do you do as a fan?
Yeah.
Do you have superstitions as a fan?
If you look at Moneyball, those guys were in the 8-hole, and they won 20 games straight after that. Just look at Moneyball. That'll teach the Angels how baseball's been played.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling,
thank you. Hey, watch a movie.
Maybe.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How do you break a curse in sports?
Bench them all and bring in the replacement.
Oh, you really think that that's the answer is to bench the starters?
Well, you got to embarrass them so if they feel it. Like, that might have been what they were trying to do with Nickelback. Embarrass them.
Well, that should have worked.
It was embarrassing.
That certainly should have worked.
Listen, that's something that certainly teams think about, I assume, is benching certain players or whatever to try and get the...
But again, this makes sense. Where's the bloodletting? Where's the virgin sacrifices?
Oh, you're looking for the crazy superstitious
fans. Yeah, that's what I want.
All right, crazy superstitious fans is what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS.
We are here to help. We want to help any team that's got some sort of trouble. We are looking for superstitious ways to make them play better.
If you're a sports fan, your team has gone through losing streaks.
Yep.
That just happens.
Yep.
And the Angels are in the middle of one right now. And they tried to play Nickelback for all of the walk-up songs. And that didn't work, it turns out. They lost again.
I mean, if that's what they're thinking, clearly they're having trouble over there.
Nickelback. Maybe
that's going to be a fun idea.
Maybe don't do that.
Crashing.
Maybe that's a terrible idea.
And burning.
But what could you do, perhaps, as a fan, to help turn things around?
So I played in the minor league system for a number of years for San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And we had broke our single-A franchise record with 15 losses in a row.
Right.
We won the next game. And then we tied our new record with another 15.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
What kind of talk was there in the locker room about how to get through that losing streak?
Well, you know, us from the States, we're kind of sheltered. So the Dominican players decided to go get a chicken.
This is what I'm looking for.
Now we're talking. All right.
Slugo, I've got you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they literally, before batting practice, they took it out and sacrificed it in center field. Killed a live chicken at a minor league ballpark.
Oh, and did it work?
I mean, we didn't lose 15 more games. But maybe
it worked.
Good enough.
I don't think anybody on that team made it.
Oh, well.
So, kill a chicken.
Yeah,
okay.
Worth a spot of chicken blood to give it a go. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's weird.
Hello.
Hey. Talking about crazy, superstitious sports fans and how to break a losing streak.
As a ball player, I have the perfect thing.
All right.
If you're in a slump or if you're losing, you go to the bar, you pick the ugliest broad in the place. You take her home, you bang her all night, and voila, it's gone. The curse is gone.
Now, I've done that repeatedly. Hey, sailor! And then, I don't know.
And then it hasn't helped.
No, it didn't really help.
Yeah. All right,
but all right,
you.
I'll give it a go. We'll give it a go.
Idea.
Angels, you have a task tonight. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Slogo, love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
So I'm an Angels fan, and ever since my brother-in-law started talking about how baseball works, because he's not a baseball fan,
right?
The Angels have been losing.
Oh.
So we've been telling him not to say a damn word about the Angels team, and we're hoping today is the day.
Was it his idea for them to have to be saddled with Nickelback songs? Was that maybe his idea, too?
You know what? It very well could have been, and if you're listening, Colin, this is all your fault.
Colin, you son of a bitch.
Colin, burn in hell!
Yeah, burn in hell.
Colin is a son of a bitch. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Colin stops talking, they start winning.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
How do you break a losing streak? We're talking about the Angels, who have a losing streak that seems to be legendary so far.
And we are up for helping. You know, if it takes chicken blood out on the mound or whatever.
The crazier...
I don't approve of that normally at all, but, you know.
The crazier fan superstitions, the better.
Sure, they ate the chicken afterwards. That's what you do.
Of course. KLOS, hello.
You know, Angel Stadium is built on burial grounds. So they're automatically cursed.
Right.
You didn't move the graves, did you? The bodies.
Yes. There you go.
So basically they should move to a place that isn't over a mass grave, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and the break, as a fan, I just turn them off.
Hell, there you go.
Hell of a fan.
I turn the TV off.
Yeah, I've done that a number of times myself, actually. Thanks for calling, dude. I don't know that it helps, but I just can't.
KLOS, hello.
My old coach used to make us eat hard-boiled eggs that were warm if we lost a game, and it really sucked ass.
Wow, that is awful.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, but did it really improve the next game?
Oh, yeah. And then if we screwed up another game, he'd make us eat sardines on a cracker.
Wow. Oh, I never like things that are put on a cracker.
Oh.
Thusly.
So. We won the championship that year.
Nice.
Well, there you go. All right, Angels, listen up. Sardines and eggs. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS.
The curse. I think the previous callers have kind of missed it. What I would do as a baseball player is I would go to the visiting team stadium early, and I would eat some dirt, and I would eat some grass. And then before the game, I would go to the bathroom, and when I flush the toilet, I'd say, that's what I think of your team and your stadium.
That!
And then I would change my walk-up song to Godzilla by Blue Oyster.
There you go! That is a solid
That's
plan.
A solid answer right there.
Now that's a curse breaker, right?
Yeah! Dude, that's
an idea anyway. I just thought.
Oh, no, that's not just a idea.
No,
that's
the
idea.
Perfect.
Well done.
Yeah, well done,
there
sir.
There you go, guys.
Thank
Have
you.
A great night.
The front line is everywhere. would be a hell of a walk-up song, man.
Agreed.
That means a lot to live up to, but that's a hell of a walk-up song. That's a
good idea. Anything but Nickelback. I think that may have been a bad decision.
Be good t-shirt.
Anything but Nickelback. Yeah. I like it. On The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, mm-hmm. they did a quick report about being late.
Okay.
Now,
you are the king of being late.
I really
late.
Am.
It's amazing.
I really am bad about that.
You know what's really weird? What? I am the exact opposite. Even as a kid, like, I would try intentionally to be late to school. I would leave late. I would sit around on my bike, like, at the 7-Eleven before I went in. And I would still always be on freaking time.
What?
I don't know. It's like a curse.
You couldn't be late if you tried?
No. No. I always tried, and I couldn't. It's just not
possible. I try to be on time, and I can't. But it is one of those things that I wish...
You could fix.
Yeah, which sounds stupid because I could fix it, right?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I couldn't fix mine.
So they did, on The Daily Show, they did a report on whether it was cool anymore to be fashionably late.
Cool anymore?
Yes.
It's a lot cooler to be late than on time.
Listen to this.
Okay.
If you're one of those people who can't seem to arrive on time for any meeting or any dates or any events in your calendar, well, according to trend watchers, your time is up.
Being fashionably late is no longer in fashion, according to a New York Times article.
Shut up.
They wrote
an article in the New York Times. Well, what do they know?
About being on time.
Clearly, someone in the New York Times is tired of someone else at the New York Times being late.
It argues that now being fashionably late is out of fashion, that punctuality is cool.
Nope.
In the third year of the pandemic, apparently people are less sympathetic for old excuses of why you show up late to a meeting. The author of this says that now that more people have to go back into the office, they are more protective of their time that they got to be there and less forgiving about people who are late.
Well, then they can just cram it. Who
that
cares?
Does make sense, but yeah. It's cool.
No, definitely. No. And besides, when are you going to show up? The party starts at 8. So you're there at 8. You're a loser.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I forget what conversation we were having but personal assistance came up.
Right, yes.
Being a personal assistant
to
somebody.
And in this town, that's a very common job.
It's a huge thing in this town.
Yeah, yeah.
And people in this town are crazy.
They expect a lot from a PA. One of my very, very good friends worked for someone for one day. And she was told, you're going to need to stop at the store and pick up... this guy, I have a special name for him,
right.
His favorite kind of milk or whatever, and you need to, he called in while she was there the first day. She's brand new to the place.
Right.
And she answered the phone and didn't recognize his voice.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you know who I am? And supposed to work before and after work for free.
So the hours outside of the 8 hours of the day.
Yes.
Supposed to do stuff for free.
Yes.
So you're a personal assistant. We want to talk to you at 818-955-KLOS. We understand if you can't tell us who you worked for.
Right.
Fine.
Understandable. I will say that he directed one of the worst movies ever, and it came out in 1980. And that's the most
I'll
say.
Look at you.
Just terrible.
Here are a few examples. A movie producer asked his assistant to go to his house and have conversations with his cats.
Well, I think that's fair.
He even pre-scripted the chats, listing questions and specific statements he wanted his assistant to pose to the cats. This boss then asked the assistant to report back in full detail.
Well, the cat just stared at me and then walked off.
Right.
Who the hell are you?
Cat
I'm
looked
out.
At me like, you're an asshole. Yeah, of course, it's a cat.
Stop talking to me, I'm a cat.
There's another one, making sure the housekeepers were available at any given moment to put lotion all over her body directly after she stepped out of the shower.
Whoa. How do you get that job?
All of this is in one email. There was one email that included putting ice packs on their boss's newly augmented breasts.
Okay.
Get socks.
Get socks.
Move my 1 o'clock lunch to 1:03.
1:03.
Pre-order a yarmulke for Hanukkah. It's all in one email.
Wow.
My alarm clock rings funny. Find one that's more soothing.
Oh, my God.
Are bagels different with L.A. water? They seem different. Find out.
Find out. What, you got to fly to New York? You going to pay me to fly to New York and
finally,
taste a bagel?
Book a lunch with Pamela and then cancel it 2 hours before because he hated Pamela. Whoever that was.
That was all in one email.
Yes.
Wow.
So the things that you have to do as a personal assistant.
PA, we want to hear from you.
We understand the NDA you have to sign. Maybe you can't tell us their names. We don't care.
Probably just as well.
What is the kind of thing that you had to do as a personal assistant?
Now's your time to stand on a soapbox and go, can you believe this crap? He directed one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
818-955-KLOS. In this town, there are a lot of personal assistants. Mm-hmm. And there are personal assistants to sometimes crazy people. Certainly yep. Sometimes crazy people.
Big time. And
that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I used to be a personal assistant for nobody that anybody would know. Okay. She ran a very high-end horse farm. And literally the very first day, I had to go to a farm that was very far away and pick up some semen from a very popular male horse. And as soon as I walked in, everybody was washing their hands at this big basin, and they're like, oh, perfect timing, we just got done.
Oh.
And I was mortified. Sure. And then they all laughed and they said, no, just kidding, we have an artificial vagina, like that made it any better.
Wow. How big was it? Was it like a trash can size?
Oh, good question.
It was in a very large container that looked like something that came out of a cryo, like, industry. It was I was so mortified and grossed out by this.
And that was your first day?
My very first day.
Wow. So did you ever get a chance to see the artificial vagina?
No, and I still to this day am thankful that I never saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the thing of nightmares.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it.
I know.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Whoa. Don't drop this in your car. 818-955-KLOS.
You had to handle horse semen. I mean, you were a personal assistant. We are talking about personal assistants and the kinds of hell that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I work for a very prominent businesswoman in West Hollywood.
Okay.
And she had a big business deal with this lady from Europe. And so I'm her assistant, so I set up everything. And then basically she told me, well, I need to go out to dinner with her to keep her occupied while I take care of something. And before you know it, I ended up having sex with her with her business person. So basically, I felt like I was pimped out, you know?
Yeah. So you had sex with the person that you were supposed to be
entertaining while she was busy doing something else?
Yes, yes.
I mean, technically, you...
That's
a
win-win.
You were doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Did she pay for the dinner as well?
Of course.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
All right, then.
Agree. Now it paid off, you know?
Yeah. How do you get this job?
Wow, just a gigolo.
Yeah.
Was it a good lay?
Oh, of course. She's from France. It was good.
That's why they wear no underpants. 818-955-KLOS.
You are a personal assistant, or were. And what did you have to do? We're talking about personal assistance.
That's a lot of people's jobs here in lovely Los Angeles. And a rough one for no doubt.
And sometimes they move along, you know, quickly because the behavior of the person that they're the assistant
sure.
isn't great.
Right.
Maren Dungy, hi.
Whoa!
Hey, what? Hey!
Hi!
What's going on?
Talking about personal assistants?
Oh, yeah. That's how I got started before I started working as an actress.
Before you started being on every single TV show in the world.
Yes, hashtag everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
I worked for many different people in Hollywood, but one in particular, I only lasted 3 months.
Can we say her name?
And this was a... No.
Okay.
But we can say that she was an Oscar winner who had a thing about wire hangers.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't narrow it down at all.
And it was challenging. And I had to, one time I had to go and take her food back seven times. To the commissary on a half an hour lunch break.
At the commissary, no less. Really?
Why?
Yeah.
What was her complaint?
Yeah.
It wasn't right, and like I literally, the guys in the kitchen would just look at me and just shake their head, and I would have to, if they didn't have a baked potato, I'd have to go to Carl's Jr. and pretend and get it and put it in a different styrofoam thing and give it. It was just like a nightmare.
Wow! What was the final straw when you decided to get out?
When I had to, this is pre cell phones and pagers, and I had to drive. They were paging me all crazy. I was like going to deliver something, and I had to pull over at a Holiday Inn and use the phone and whatever. She needed to get her kid a chapstick.
You know, that is a life or death situation often. Wow. So do you have your own PA now by any chance?
When I'm working, but it's usually just stuff for my kids. Like, can you pick up my kids? Can
sure.
you feed the cat? Can you...
I bet you totally remember how it was, and now, you know.
It's me.
Oh, that sucks for you, Maren. That's awful. This guy? This freaking guy?
I just started trusting him with a cat.
Right on. Thank you for calling in. I think we got one more. Hello, KLOS.
Yes, I'm calling about the personal assistant.
Yes. You were one?
No, Kevin had a personal assistant named Linus for many years. Can you get him on the phone?
We cannot, unfortunately. He passed away.
I thought he was in prison.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. I would say neither Slugger or myself are overachievers.
Oh, hell no. That is honest.
That is not us. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A 15-year-old.
Okay.
What were you like when you were 15?
Oh, it's a mess, man.
I was just a dick.
I missed at least a day of school. I had a teacher
every
tell
week?
Me. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I had a teacher tell me one time, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but, you know, I kind of like it better when you're not here because I actually have control of the class. Which, of course, was the best
That's the best thing
anyone.
To tell you.
What? Yes. And it was when I was 15.
What an idiot.
I know. I was so happy. The rest of the year was a,
how stupid.
A lark. Of course, I got crap grades, but who cares?
I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
That little bastard.
There's
deserved
a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, no.
With 4 college degrees. He's 15 years old. And he already has 4 college degrees.
He's probably never thrown one rock or skipped one day of school in his
life.
He
doesn't know what it's like to skip school and have a teacher tell you that they're glad you're gone. He doesn't know that joy.
That is joy. It is joy.
He also is going to be the youngest student to graduate from UNLV, where he got a full ride scholarship.
I mean, I guess if I had the brains, I'd be mighty happy with that kind of thing. I just don't. I'm just not that smart, so.
But also, you don't really prize smarts that much. You know what I mean? Like, this kid's not having fun. He can trade all 4 of these degrees for a date, you know? Here's the story.
With his unicorn.
Here's the story of Jack Rico.
When Jack Rico is not deep in his history book studying for finals, find him on UNLV's campus writing a 25-page research paper. His peers just look at him as another student. But when they find out about his age, they are surprised.
You know, people were surprised that I was in radio when I was really young. I should have still been in high school when I was actually started my first
radio. What age did you start?
18.
Wow.
I would have graduated like 4 months later. But
I started when I was 60. That's the weird thing.
But this kid, this freaking kid.
Listen to him talk.
So every now and then I'll get like a shocking like reaction from someone, but most of my classmates are really accepting of me. They don't treat me as a kid. They treat me as an equal.
Rico is not your average 15-year-old. After Rico failed 3rd grade when a new learning system was introduced.
Loser.
Oh.
Loser. Right?
He learned how to cheat. I gotcha.
He went home and told his mom, Rue Andrade, that there had to be another way. It was at that point they decided Rico would be homeschooled. And after 3 years, Andrade realized how intelligent her son is.
Now listen to this. This is hilarious because she's homeschooling her son. And she realizes her son has now passed her in intelligence.
Oh, man, so she can't really teach him anymore. Wow.
At 11, he was smarter than me. And, you know, I knew that I had given him probably everything I had and that he probably needed better teachers.
Wow. And I have to say it just once. Rico Suave.
He's not suave.
That is when they found a program at Fullerton College in California. Rico took an entrance exam, passed with flying colors, and was enrolled the next day.
F yeah, Fullerton!
2 years later, he graduates in the midst of the pandemic with 4 associate's degrees in history, social sciences, arts and human expression, and social behavior.
Nope, you know what I did?
Nope.
You know what I did during the pandemic? Watch TV. That's what I did.
I
graduated with 4 degrees.
I got a lot more drunk than I usually did. Yeah, we gotta rewind that. I gotta hear this again.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
4 associate's degrees in history, social sciences, arts and human expression, and social behavior.
I mean,
Dude!
Right.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Well, same.
But...
but he's making everyone look bad.
Yeah!
He retained a 4.0 GPA the whole time.
Oh, shut
up. Which
got
him a full-ride scholarship here at UNLV, where he will get his bachelor's degree in history.
Wow!
So now he's going to get a bachelor's degree in history, and he's going to be the youngest person to ever do that from UNLV.
Oh, my God. And what did you get your bachelor's degree in, dude?
English.
It was kind of unbelievable.
Wait a minute. You actually got a bachelor's degree?
I did.
Oh, you did?
In English,
yeah. I thought you just
owned. I thought you would find humor in the English part of it, not the bachelor degree.
It was kind of unbelievable at the point. Like, when my mom told me, I was like, yeah, you're joking. This is a funny joke, you know? But I was like, no, this is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. On December 14th, this 15-year-old young man will be graduating with a total of 5 degrees. But he says his learning journey is far from being over.
He's not finished! Stop it! He wants to learn more.
And he thought it was a very hilarious joke that... That's funny. You would love this show.
What do you want to do with that degree?
I don't really know. I want to get my master's.
You go to hell. You go straight to hell. He doesn't really even know what he doesn't even know what he wants to get it in. He just wants a master's.
I want to get it in. I don't plan on getting it in history. So I want to audit some courses. I kind of want to, like, discover some of my other interests and stuff and see what I want to do.
You know, that was one thing I was pretty good at, auditing classes. I used to sit in on classes. Yeah, and I'd be like, well, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that.
So then you'd sit in once.
Yeah.
And then walk out.
But he's doing it
like a normal human being.
For fun, to figure out which one is the best suited for him to yet continue his learning.
But he doesn't want to continue in that field.
Right. Well, but 15, I guess you don't have any idea what you're doing. I mean, I sure as hell
don't know. Listen, he makes us all look bad.
Jack Rico is making history of his own.
Right.
Becoming the youngest student to walk UNLV stage in the school's 64-year history.
All right, you got it. Let's not talk about this kid anymore because he's making me feel bad about myself.
Right? I mean, well done, dude. Seriously, but...
But stop it.
Stay off my porch. Get off my land.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And it's all positive stories because you need a little balance from all the news that is negative. Just a little bit of balance.
Which is basically saying news at this point.
Correct, yes. Yeah. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The Amarillo Zoo tweeted a picture of a chupacabra outside the zoo.
And I think we have a real, legitimate sighting for once.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And we found out that you can't look them in the eye.
Yeah, apparently that's a bad idea.
Who knew that?
And that was also the call of the week who told us that.
An important safety tip. And people are dumb. A guy called the police to tell him his cocaine was stolen from his car.
And that they asked him what he did for a living.
He told him he was a drug dealer. And then they showed up and found the cocaine still in his car and charged him with possession of cocaine, which he called to say was missing. And the Angels are in the middle of a losing streak, and they tried to use Nickelback as a walk-up song for every single batter. And it failed, and it was a bad attempt.
And nobody was surprised.
And it was Nickelback. Stop it.
All right, I'm going to go home and not listen to Nickelback.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, do you have the list?
No.
Oh, dear. Where are we? What is today? Thursday?
Yes, today's Thursday.
3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it's huge. The word to text is huge.
H-U-G-E.
Oh, I guess because Cash Squatch is huge. Standard data messaging rates apply. Local KLOS listeners only or something. And more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock
You're doing
tonight.
Good work.
I know. Thank you.
What's happening over there? How do you think today's going?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 0.
Casquatch exists.
Yeah!
And he's giving away $2,000. This hour's word is claw.
Spell claw, please. The claw.
C-L-A-W. Claw. Text that word to 68683. That is claw to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. What the hell is going on? Now I moved it there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's funky.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sports on tap.
Oh, that's Casquatch.
There she blows.
Giving away $2,000 today. The word this hour is fog.
Like John Carpenter's film.
F-O-G. Text that to 68683. That is fog to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
It's a great tip.
Speaking of,
is Casquatch the same thing?
I'm beginning to believe they're related. There's no way.
Casquatch does exist.
That's very true.
And he's giving away $2,000 today.
It's very nice of him.
This hour's word is slash.
Slash, like the dude?
Yep, like the dude. Slash. Text that to 68683. That is slash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
I'm sorry, Gene Simmons of Kiss. What did you just say?
I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. Paul Stanley calls me up and he's like, "Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID." And I said, "Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy hairy body and we'll go out and we'll play a show." But no.
So is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
No.
Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness, yeah.
That's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.
There has been an announcement on about a Taylor Hawkins tribute.
I'm really happy to hear this. I know we've been wondering, like, you know, what is going to be the first thing out the gate for them? Because, oh, my God. I just felt so, so horrible. But I love this idea. They're going to be doing one in London, mm-hmm. and they're going to be doing one here at the Forum on September 27th, a tribute concert for Taylor Hawkins. And
we don't have the whole lineup yet. They're going to be special guests and stuff like that that will happen. But it is going to be September 27th at the Forum, and tickets go on sale next Friday, June 17th.
1 week from tomorrow. So very, very cool. Glad to see that they are trying to work through it all. I mean, my God.
Which is impossible.
Yeah, it is. The rather annoying habit of fans throwing jelly bellies on stage to the Beatles because George Harrison once mentioned he sort of liked him began on this day in rock in 1963 at a show at King George's Hall in Lancashire. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, did an insane thing on this day in rock in 1972. He played 4 sold-out shows in one day at Madison Square Garden in New York. George Harrison, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Art Garfunkel, all in attendance for those shows. Did you know that Genesis' most successful album was Invisible Touch? In fact, that title track was their one and only number one hit, and it was released on this day in rock in 1986.